Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 25, the after party, or after effect, depending on who you are in this room right now, where we, I always want to, like, have some sort of intro that, like, I say every episode, aside from welcome back to the cast.
Yeah, you need to get your own.
You know, like, where we talk about anything, everything, and...
You need to get your own little...
I need to hire a little Malaysian boy that doesn't know English very well to come up with it. He's like, we talk things, TV, movies, cowboys, the cast. And then I'll have like an intro.
Just use that.
That's my intro from now on. Yeah, sounds good.
I'm
digging the scouting drafting, by the way, dude.
Sound
effects?
Yeah.
My buddy Nick, the second episode through, dude, he goes, you need sound effects. And I'm like, I don't want to use sound
effects.
That'd
just be funny as hell.
You need like a whole panel of them like they have on the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah. Or that one guy, the Mad Money guy.
Oh,
he has
yeah,
like
yeah.
fucking panels of fucking buttons that he just presses throughout his show. I should do that. I'll just like, I'll hotkey all of my keys on my keyboard.
There you go.
I'll put the P for penis jokes.
Yeah.
And I'll just put them on like random. I'll just like go and record myself saying a bunch of penis jokes, and I'll put it in there. I think it's a good idea. I think I'm gonna do it. So that intro was courteous of Borderlands. That's the Mad Moxie theme.
Yeah.
Yeah. You two just recently played the Underdome for the first time.
Yeah.
The first time for both of you.
The first time.
For the first time.
Yeah, and it wasn't very gentle, was it?
Oh no, it was not.
No, it was gentle, but it was just long.
It was
long.
Takes about an hour to get through one thing, if you're good.
The first time we did it.
Disappointing.
No.
Takes more than an hour for you.
No. First time we did it, meaning the lower level ones.
Mm-hmm.
That you only get a 10 G achievement for.
To beat the first two.
Oh my god.
It took us. It was about 2.5.
Stop that, please.
Stop doing that, please. It was about 2.5 to do the first lower level two, which is 5 rounds.
Right.
So 10 rounds total took us about 2.5 hours. Then we did 120 rounder.
That was ridiculous.
And that was the day. I had to get up at 6 to go to the DMV. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's only 11 o'clock. We'll be done by 12.
You know? No.
We got done at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And half of that, maybe 10 rounds, I was actually kind of a little bit of contributing to the team. I think I had, like, at the end, I think I had, like...
You had a team?
80 kills. Well, me and her.
Okay.
Like, I had 80 kills, and she had, like, almost 1,000.
I had, like, over 1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then once it hit, like, round 10, it was just... It was no point. I was dying, and so she has to stop what she's doing, run back and bring me up. Mm-hmm. So I just found a rock, and I hit.
Yep.
That was probably for the best.
It was.
But you brought your 60.
Yeah, my 61 siren. It was... At first, I thought it was like, oh, yeah, I'm like my level 61. I'm just going to go rape everybody. And then it was kind of like...
Because you're only 26.
So 27.
I was like, all right, now. Another wave, this gun. Another wave, this gun.
Yep.
Another wave, this gun. Do it all over again. It was like, oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's a treacherous road to finish that DLC.
Two more achievements to get, so that's 40 more rounds I gotta do.
Yep.
All for the love of the lands.
I know, I'm gonna have to do it all too, because of those, I don't have those achievements. I'm looking forward to Nox big time.
I love Nox.
I gotta buy that. As a matter of fact, we got paid, I'm gonna buy it today. I'm gonna buy Nox.
Today is
Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Well, today isn't Saturday. Like, It's not 12 o'clock. Stop looking at the time, obviously. I'm just saying, as in when I go into work
tomorrow,
I'm going to buy
when
it.
You go
but
to
it's
work.
Today.
It's not today.
Don't try to understand. Next topic, anyways. Yesterday was my birthday.
Borderlands.
Yeah, no. Let's get off of Borderlands.
Yesterday was Robert's 21st.
Woo-hoo.
It was.
Finally caught up to all of us.
Yeah.
I'm not the littlest anymore.
Nope. Not anymore. Robert's taking that over.
I like it.
Yeah, he's all right.
I get to be
my buddy Nick
immature.
Is actually... No, he'll be 22 this year. Never mind. That's okay.
That's all right. I can get away with stuff.
How? You're 21 now.
I can act like a kid. Yeah, but to the group, I'm the youngest, so I act like a little kid. the little immature kid.
Israel has like that the, pretty much cemented.
Yeah, he does. You,
like, it's not even like he has a title or anything or a trophy that could be taken away. He's cemented in the ground as that title. So, good luck trying to get him out of there. You're gonna need Jack. Fucking everybody else at BJ's knows who Jack is now. Oh, no, it's Sledge, right? It's
Sledge. There's Jack and Sledge.
Jack and Sledge.
They're the Hammer Brothers.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm gonna just leave it at that. I don't even want to explain that.
Yes.
All you gotta do is at the end when you say go to the website for the links, well, I'll just put you a link of Jack and Sledge up there, a picture, and then they'll know.
Okay, all right. So, if you guys want to check out who Jack and Sledge are, that's thebestpodcast.podbean.com. Check out the link bucket, and you'll see the Hammer Brothers. Rest of the birthday party. We went to BJ's, which is a restaurant around here, not the...
blowjob.
Yeah, not the sexual act.
I wish.
I'm just going to crack this open. Okay.
Crack open that still cage or still whatever that still reserve.
Still reserve. Oh, fuck yeah. Classy.
Smooth.
Smooth like steel wool. No. That is a green tea in my defense. I would not waste money on a steel reserve. Anyways, went to a restaurant. Me and Vanessa had the calamari.
Yes, it was yummy.
It was delicious.
Yeah. I had the calamari. Remember we were dancing with it?
That was calamari?
Yes,
was. I thought that was onion rings. I ate that shit?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's squid.
He's so retarded.
Squid or octopus? Squid. Is there a difference?
No. Yeah, it's squid. Octopus is a lot more chewy. Mm.
Yeah. You were pretty smashed.
Yeah, it looked like onion rings.
No, you just ate it. It
doesn't really have a taste to it either. Like, it doesn't really taste like fish either. I mean...
Both you and Israel were eating it. And then Dwight was talking about how if you peel off the breading, you could see his little legs.
Yeah.
I didn't hear... I wish... Oh, God. I didn't even hear that.
It's weird because we were, like, right next to you.
Yeah, you were like, right there the whole time.
Man. Yeah.
That is nasty.
Yeah, anyways, Terry had a quesadilla, I think.
Didn't he have some type of salad, I thought? I don't know, maybe he did.
No, Israel and you had mac and cheese.
I want that mac and cheese so bad.
I haven't tried it yet, but I look forward to it. I didn't want to do it when I was drinking, because, like, I want to be able to remember it.
You don't even know how bad I want to eat that mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. I will never eat a cheese pizza.
Soy mac and cheese.
Or mac and cheese. Or ice cream.
Or yogurt.
You can get, like...
It's not the same, Dwight.
No, it isn't,
when you've been eating milk products for 20 years, and then you're all of a sudden lactose intolerant.
Just out of nowhere.
Your world, it's gray.
Yeah, it's like someone who gets allergies out of nowhere after, like, going their whole life, like, bragging. It's like, you guys are all sneezing and act all shitty. I'm fine. And then, like, the next year they have allergies.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, it looked good. It didn't look as cheesy as I thought it was.
No, it's
gonna be.
It doesn't taste. The thing is, it doesn't taste like mac and cheese. It tastes. I don't even know what it tastes like, but it's so good. Because I thought I'm not a fan of bacon. That's why I didn't think I was gonna like
You're not a fan of bacon, huh?
Bacon is scrumptious.
It's. I mean, I stick away from it.
Yeah.
But
I don't like it that much.
That's weird. No. You're like the only person that I know that does not like bacon.
I like eggs cooked in bacon fat.
Nice.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Can't say I've
had that. This is how come Vanessa got so fat.
Yeah.
So fat.
Oh my God, so fat.
That'll be on the podcast website too.
My fatness. Yeah. I'll put a picture up there of my 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move back to the party. Yeah, we keep derailing.
Why don't you talk about your...
Yeah, give us your highlights from the birthday boy standpoint. As a 21st birthday boy standpoint, as a whole, what do you remember and what were the best parts of
Remembering's
the
night? Hard.
I know. This is why this is key.
What I can remember, and I guess highlights... Well, the biggest highlight was obviously the cake. The cake was amazing.
Really good job, by the way, Vanessa.
Vanessa made a cake.
It was delicious, too.
And this cake was... I'm a huge vampire fan. So she made me a cake of a coffin.
Borderline obsessive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a coffin. And it has my initials on it and says, rest in peace. But you can lift off the top of the coffin, and inside is Edward from Twilight.
It's like a magazine snippet.
And what it is it's like a skinny ass cut out of his body with an oversized magazine
like
cut out of
four,
his head.
Four times the size of the head.
Yeah. If
it was good.
If you guys can find me on Facebook and you add me, I have a whole album of all the cakes I've been doing.
A can of worms you probably don't want to open.
Well, I'm actually going to be doing
thousands of people
out there.
I am a single girl.
Hey, they didn't need to know the single part thing.
No one's going to like anyway. It. She's fat.
Yeah, I'm fat.
That's where it's safe. And everybody's just like immediately like, oh, fuck this. And they just close their Facebook window trying to look for her.
I'm actually going to be doing a wedding cake this month. I'm pretty excited about. We're going to get
really?
It's
going to
be my friend from class is Francisco. He's been doing cakes he's done like a couple wedding cakes. So he found these clients that we're going to be doing a wedding cake for. They're going to they're going to pay us like some $500 or something, which isn't too bad for the small cake that they want. But it's going to be in David's Bridal magazine.
Really?
Yeah, so...
That's cool.
This could be potentially pretty good if we don't fuck it up, but... Yeah.
Positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. They want, like, a three-layer, like, one of those, like, slanted Mad Hatter cakes, and it's just, like, holy
shit. Is it a Mad Hatter cake?
No, it's, that would be awesome. It's slanted like that, but they want it, like, wedding pretty colors, so...
So, white...
No,
pink,
they want it
flowers.
Like fucking teal and black and white. With
black
like,
and teal can look great together.
Yeah.
Like if Harry was around right now, he'd probably kick your ass.
It is.
Teal's like his favorite
I know.
Color.
Well, I like that really light, like pretty shaded color of blue, like the DSI color. That's my favorite color, the blue one. But it's just like...
The only one that was sold from
Israel.
The only
thing, though, is you have to be careful with, like, the black frosting and the black fondant. Is it turns your mouth purple sometimes. So it's just like, do you really want to be eating that on your wedding day?
Yeah. Don't even tell them that. Just let it be a surprise.
Anyway, back to Robert's
Yeah, back
Bradley.
To my party.
Because, like,
not a lot
of people eat the fondant. Though.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really eat... I tried some of it, and I was just like, yeah, I kind of remember why I don't really like
it.
Because
like
it's
yeah,
specific.
Robert
I
kept
like
eating
it.
The flowers.
Yeah, that is... it's really good.
You did the flowers out of fondant,
I did.
Huh?
I made the flowers. I just learned
I think
a lot
of people use modeling chocolate for that,
you can
right?
use modeling chocolate, or you could use gum paste.
Yeah, gum paste was the other one,
yeah.
right? No, yeah, I completely... I think that every cake should use fondant, though.
It's so much better.
Yeah, because it looks really good.
It was
you know?
So... This cake, though, was hard to do because it was so fragile. Because it
the
had
lid?
No... just the cake itself in general. Because it had no egg yolk in it. It was just egg whites.
Right.
So
it
was
white.
Super spongy and super fragile.
Yeah, I saw
and,
when you...
Yeah.
Like, after you got, like, two layers in, it
so
was just
so when I tried
apart.
To, like, stack it...
I'm sorry.
What?
Did I eat with my fork or my hands?
You kind of
ate
with both.
You ate with your hands.
Yeah.
You ate with your face, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do remember
it
just kind of
went, bam.
Yeah. Like. So, I mean, that's why it kind of looked like indented in. I've never covered, like, a coffin shape before, so it's
awesome.
It's a lot harder than, like, you should have seen me, like, doing it at home. I was trying to cover it, and, like, covering it and getting everything together is, like, the make it or break it. So, like, everybody would come in and, like, start, oh, my God, what are you doing at my house, you know? Oh, can I, you know, what are you doing? That looks so good.
What's
like,
this?
Don't talk to me! Don't!
Like shoving their fingers
don't talk
in
to me! Just go away! Just leave! And I was, like, snapping at everybody. And as soon as I was done, I was like, okay, it's over. You can talk to me again. I'm not stressed out. It's good.
My PMS is over. Everybody come talk to me. I'm friendly again. Okay, let's get back to your party.
All right,
so cake was number one, obviously,
because yes,
that was near the beginning of the night when you saw it. So
fantastic. I also remember the gifts, obviously. Pedro got me True Blood comics and... Dan got me Dragon Ball Z comics.
Ah, yeah.
And Andrew got me a everyone got me almost vampire related stuff. It was pretty funny.
I didn't.
You made a cake though.
Yeah, but my actual gift wasn't vampire.
She got me Iron Man shot glasses.
Nice.
But yeah, matter of fact, I wanted to wear that ski mask too, but I'm just so afraid someone's gonna shoot me.
I only saw a quick glimpse of it.
It's a beanie. I mean, you fold it up and wear it like a beanie, which is cool, but when you do that, it covers up the vampire.
Right.
So the only way to see it is you either have to wear it and you have this big-ass thing coming off your head, or wear it down like a ski mask. And I'm not going to wear a ski mask.
Who wears a ski mask when you're on the mountains?
I just want to go to school and be like, hey, guys.
It's cold out. Yeah. Brr. Thank God I have this ski mask.
But, yeah, so... Other than that, I remember.
Do you remember when Israel tried to sniff the cake?
No, that was funny.
That was awesome. You guys, do you want me to sniff this cake? And we're like, yeah, do it. So he sticks the plate up in his face and he sniffs it and he's got like cake in his eye and all on his face.
There was actually near the end of the night after we paid for all of our stuff. I took my receipt and I was pushing it into the pepper shaker, and I rolled up my receipt and I shoved it into the pepper shaker and mixed it around that way you can't see it. I don't know why I just did. I paid in cash, so my name's not on it. And when I was screwing it back on, I guess there was some pepper or something still in my hand, and I just went to go like rub my face real quick. I got pepper in my eye, and it was it was terrible. I don't recommend it, by the way. Anybody who's thinking about, should I put this pepper in my eye? No, don't do it. It's terrible. It burned so badly. It felt like I put a jalapeno in my eye or a habanero or something, you know? And, like, I was just sitting there like, how do I get this fucking thing out? You know, I just kept rubbing and rubbing and, like, using napkins to try to get it out and using my shirt. I'm like, I can't fucking get this out. I went to the bathroom and I was, like, washing my face. And I looked up in the mirror, and this eye was just all fucking bloodshot, and I was like this. It looked like I just got punched in the face, and I came back, and I looked over at Terry, and I was like, dude, I look good. And he goes, you look beautiful, Dwight.
Wow. I have a story for you, Dwight. Like so, okay, you remember how we were paying, and you signed Israel's name on this receipt, and I drew the penis on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So later that night when me and Israel went to the bar, we were talking to the bartender up there, and she was talking to Israel, and she goes, I saw what you drew on his receipt by the way. She was talking about, you know, our waiter. She's like, I didn't think it was very funny. And Israel goes, no. He's like, I didn't do it. He's like, she did it. He was pointing at me, and she goes, no. She goes, I don't believe you. She doesn't look like the person that would do that. She's like, I think you did it. And he's like, no, I didn't do it. She's like, yes, you did. Wow. It was so funny.
That guy didn't even care. Yeah. I was just, you drew it like right over where you're supposed to put the total money, and I'm like, fuck. So I'm like erasing like the tip of it, like trying to write the number over it again. Yeah. And then Israel blamed it on me. Like as soon as he gave us the ticket, he goes, oh yeah, don't worry about that. This guy drew it. And Israel was getting progressively and progressively more distant, uncontrollable during the night. Like you couldn't say anything to him and it get through. Like you know, if he was like, hey, there's $1 million, two deaths down, he's just like, blah, blah, blah.
So what's funny was before we started drinking, or maybe the first drink in, Israel was talking to me all night, and he's like, I know it's your 21st, and I know you're supposed to get fucked up. We said, you know, just have everyone buy you a drink, and then that's it. And wherever you're at. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not going to try to limit my birthday. You know, whatever happens, happens, but I'm not going to try to get drunk, but whatever happens. And Israel started getting tipsy way faster than I did.
First off, I don't even remember him drinking his first drink. I just remember seeing him getting it, and then I look over and it was gone. And I think it's because everybody just tells him, you know, chug it, you know, or like he starts drinking and someone's just like, go, 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 just out of nowhere. What? And so he finishes it like just super quick every single time. I'm like, first off, you get these flavored drinks to enjoy them.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, if you're going to pound shit like that, get a fucking AMF or something that tastes terrible.
Yeah.
You know, or that Incredible Hulk that was terrible.
Oh my god, yeah. Fuck that drink. That was disgusting.
But people are crazy.
Well, as he was probably tipsy, I should say, I told him, I was like, man, you're already tipsy. And I was like, I'm not even really feeling anything right now. And I was on my...
You want to explain what your first drink was, though?
My first drink was a Frosty Peach.
Snowy Peach.
I think it was Frosty, wasn't it?
Was it?
And I'm pretty sure it was Frosty.
Frosty or
Anyways, fair. It wasn't very big. It was a blended peach-flavored drink.
It's like a smoothie.
Yeah, it tasted really good. Finished that, and then he got me a drink like that, which... Like,
the literal name of this drink is called A Drink Like That, just so they know.
And then after that, I had...
And that one's not all that bad, is it?
No, that one was all right.
You had the Captain's Mug.
Then I had the Captain's Mug, and that was number three, which is root beer, by the way. It's just root beer. I don't care what anyone says, I did not taste any alcohol in that.
You didn't. It tasted really good.
Wasn't there Captain's in it? There's supposed to be Captain's in it.
So I had that. And I wasn't feeling anything.
That drink was a little weird, by the way, because I didn't know what it was at first. Because I thought it was like, oh, Terry just went up and got him a joke drink, you know? Because it looked like a chocolate shake with whipped cream on top and a mug.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, okay, well, that was weird, Terry. Like, why would you go all the way to the bar and ask for that? And how did you even get that from the bar was my other thought. So anyways, yeah.
And then...
After that, I got you a Surfer on Acid.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah,
and that's still my favorite drink.
I have the stuff to make them, dude. But I don't know about you guys. If you're,
but can you
you're
make
fine.
Them? Can you make them though?
Yeah.
You know how to make it correctly?
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't have like four different kinds of alcohol in it.
It has. You can make it with either two or three. The ones we get at the bars usually involve 151, and I don't get 151 because it's expensive and there's shit tons of alcohol in it. But it's Jaeger, coconut Malibu rum, and pineapple juice.
Oh, Malibu. Nice.
And you just shake it up and then pour it out and then you're good to go.
Malibu's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I carry that around with me in my purse.
Yeah.
Well, then Israel, I noticed he started getting, when I told him that I wasn't really tipsy, he was still cool. Didn't you hear that?
I heard it.
Aliens.
But,
we gotta wear our tinfoil helmets.
So he started saying, well, I need to catch up. And I was like, I guess. And I noticed as the night started, it was, you shouldn't drink so much. Then as he was already drunk, he was like, you want one more? One more. And he kept giving me more and more. And what happened was I was fine the majority of the night. And then I think I was upset that Israel was saying, you need to get more drunk. So then I had I wanted to get drunk, so I had an AMF.
Yeah, it was at that point in the night where I kept giving you money to get yourself a drink, and you didn't know what to get.
And
so I told you, like, just if you just want to get drunk, I told you this. Yeah. I remember word for word. I told you, if you just want to get drunk, get an AMF. It's gonna taste like shit, but it's pure fucking alcohol, and it'll be the last drink you have tonight.
Yeah,
and I told you that. Should have ended that on that drink.
I did.
You did not.
You didn't.
You had another drink after
what
that.
Israel
after that.
Got you another tequila shot, and then
tequila.
You got a straight up tequila
shot.
No,
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Remember when we got you the little cup, and I said, "Drink it where the salt is, and then eat the lime."
Mom.
That was tequila.
Yeah, when we told you, like, well, it wasn't a shot; it was a double shot of tequila. By the way, it was Patron, I think.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay, so he got this double shot of Patron tequila, which is. That shot alone will get a lot of people already just flat on their asses.
That's good.
And it has salt on the lip, and like you got it, and we're like, okay, you got it.
You don't remember
dropping the lime in it.
And then like we told you, it was like that lime is going to save your life.
Yeah.
Because you cannot drink that shit without that lime, because it just becomes so bitter and like it tears your shit up. So that lime is helpful, you know. And you took the lime, and you bit it, and you ripped off the skin, and then you threw it across the table.
Yeah, you did.
And you were just like. And then after that, you guys disappeared for a while when everybody already started leaving.
Yeah.
And he came back with another two Surfer on Acids.
I don't remember all that. At that point...
It was before you even got the AMF, when you were still you know, enough to be able to walk by yourself.
Yeah.
Before you even got that AMF, you could have done with half of that AMF and been great.
Great, yeah.
And then once you pass that halfway mark on the AMF, you were gone.
Yeah, because
you
just
worse,
like
worse,
you just freaking
worse,
downed
worse,
it.
Dude.
It was gone.
Yeah. do not even know how you even did the fucking Patron shot, dude. I can't do that when I'm drunk. That's like instant gag reflex for me. I'm gone after that.
Well, yeah. So it was you, him, and Andrew, and you guys walked me to the car.
I carried you.
Yeah.
And when I got to the car, someone should have probably put me in the front seat.
We tried. We did. No, you don't even understand.
We did.
We had the front seat prepped and ready for you, and then friggin' Israel kept trying to grab you, and he pulled you into the back
pulled
seat.
You in. He
we had the front seat ready for you.
Yeah, because we said, okay, we're gonna put Israel in the back, and we'll put Robert in the front. You know, it's his birthday, whatever. We'll give him the front seat. Israel wasn't having that. He was in the car already.
And then he got back out.
He got in the car, and I was like, okay, everybody's fine, everything like that. You know, I'm going to go to my car. He jumps out, like, in a half an instant, and he goes, what the fuck? You were just going to leave without saying bye and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I was saying goodbye to you as I was loading you into the car. And he goes, oh, I don't remember. Well, and he was trying to, like, fall on me, so I just backed away. And I was like, dude, no. Come on. All right. See you guys. And I just walked away.
Well, it was in the back seat. And instead of it being, like, actually sitting in the seat, I was laying from one side of the seat to the other. And Israel was literally on top of me. Then he's on top of me, and I'm out of it, and I'm just trying to not throw up. And the car is moving around, and I feel like I'm starting to have to throw up. And Israel out of nowhere says, hey, I'm going to call my girlfriend. So he picks up the phone, and he calls Sierra, and he's talking to Sierra on the phone.
Drunk dialing.
Then all of a sudden
that's
he goes...
That's not drunk. That's smash dialing.
Then he goes, Robert wants to talk to you. And gives the phone to me. And she's just, like, so half asleep, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, I don't know why Israel called you, I'm so sorry. And then he said something, and then I guess I kept saying, I'm sorry you're so beautiful. I don't know why. That's all I know what he told me today, and I was like, okay. And then I felt that I had to throw up, and I guess at some point he got off the phone, and I said, Israel, I gotta throw up, let me get to the window. Roll down the window, let me get to the window. He's like, no, we're gonna pull over. So he made us pull over. And instead of just opening the door and letting me throw up, he said, no, there's cameras. We got to walk you all the way to this corner. So he got me out of the car, walked me all the way to a corner, then sat me on those little parking things. I remember they're called the center blocks. Yeah.
Okay. Where you park center dividers, yeah.
He like leaned me on one of those, and I started throwing up. And then he told my cousin to go to a gas station and get me water. And so my cousin leaves us there in a parking lot. And
why is your cousin taking orders from a drunk guy?
I don't know.
And Jacob, so, what the fuck, bro?
We're sitting there in a parking lot, and I'm blurry. I can't see anything, so I don't know where we're at, and I'm throwing up. And then I go to lay back, and I want to stop spinning. And every time I lay back, he slaps me and he goes, you can't fall asleep, bro. You can't fall asleep. My friend died like that. You can't fall asleep. He will not let me even lay down at all. So I was like, okay. So then he calls Sierra again.
I think he gets getting
confused. I think he's getting drunk, confused with
comas and concussions, because you can't die from falling asleep from being drunk. You'll just fall asleep terribly and wake up and be like, and you'll probably throw up immediately.
Yeah, and so he called Sierra again, and then I was like, okay, and I don't really know what he was saying. He was saying something to her, and then he gave the phone to me again, and I don't even know what I said to her, and then I had to go take a piss. So I went up, and there was a fence there, and I'm trying to pee, and I'm drunk, and all of a sudden he goes, dude, it's an electric fence. And Jacob goes, what? And they get all serious. So I'm all freaked out. And then he goes, no, I'm just fucking with you. So I'm like, okay. And then I've lost my balance.
Just an FYI to people, that's not how electric fences work.
Yeah, they don't travel up your urine.
Yeah, they cannot do that.
I'm drunk.
I know. I'm just letting everybody else know that, you know, that's just an urban myth.
And then I had to walk back to the car. But I couldn't walk. I lost my balance, and I literally fell. And Israel didn't even help me. He just watched me fall, and he laughed. So my hip got all messed up, and I was like, okay. Then he started dragging me back to the car, and for no reason, I don't understand why. For no reason, he's like, I gotta set you down. So he set me down in a puddle of mud, a gigantic puddle that was full of mud.
Wow.
He laid me on my back, and then he laughed. He said, oh, dude, I just laid you in a puddle of mud. And then so I had to take off all my clothes and put them in the trunk. And then we got back in the car. Then they drove me back to my house first. They put me in my bed. And I was laying in my bed. And then he's sitting there and he's laying on the edge of my bed. And he's looking at my face because my bed's about this high. So I'm laying like this. And he's off my bed right in my face. And he's like whispering to me and saying all this stuff. He's like, I and said all this stuff. You guys are
like it's the last time you'll ever see him.
A garbage can, and it's my garbage can in my room. And I go to grab it, and I'm like, I just want to have this just in case I'm going to throw up. And then all of a sudden, he goes, no, it's not big enough. And he takes it away from me. And I was like, okay. And I went back to sleep, and then he brought me this huge-ass garbage can. And he laid that next to my bed, and he was, like, whispering something to me. And then he left. And then I threw up one more time. I threw up all the water I had. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up. Oh, the last thing he said before he left, he's like, you're not going to school tomorrow. And I said, whatever, dude, I'm going to school. I woke up at 8 o'clock, and I said, no, I'm not going to school. There's no way. My head was killing me. Yeah. The room was spinning.
I'm actually really surprised where you're at right now.
Get better until around 5:30. 5:30 is when I kind of got better. But all day, I was laying in bed doing nothing. There was nothing on TV. It was killing me. And I kept going to my Xbox. I was like, okay, I want to play something.
Can't do that, dude.
I can't. And even when I came over earlier, I was watching you play Minecraft. I had to keep looking away because it's like I'll start getting dizzy and I'll get a badass headache again out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all day I was laying in bed, and then finally around 5:30 my headache went away. I didn't really eat all day because I don't have no appetite. And it's just like, and I'm afraid to see the pictures because I don't remember. Like I said, I remember we got there at 9, so I remember from 9 until about 10, because then everyone got there at 9:45, and then around 10 I started getting. It was, you know, whatever, and then 11 from that on out, it's kind of like, don't really remember. I remember bits and pieces.
I've only seen one picture that Andrew showed me. It was a fantastic picture of you. I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way. Like, you were, like, leaning across the table or something, but you're, like, yelling at someone.
Yeah.
And it was just a picture of you just, like, fucking happiest face in the world, dude, just having a great-ass time. It's just you. I want to see that picture. But, yeah, you were yelling something. I don't know what it was. You guys.
Was it during the Iron Man Batman debate?
It could have been, actually.
By the way,
for the record, Iron Man could kick Batman's ass.
I mean, I love Batman.
Where the fuck
I
were you guys last night on this debate?
Are you really thinking that we're going to jump in on that?
Like, seriously.
Israel jumped, and Israel was on Batman, so that had
Israel's
like two people.
Drunk.
Come on.
All right. I had two really hard drinks, but not enough to get me wrapped into that.
I had some juice.
Terrific.
Okay, let's get back to your birthday. Anyways, your presents, cake, and
cake was awesome.
Your ride, your amazing ride home. I don't even understand how it could have been.
I don't think anybody
should be.
It took
me 10 minutes
to
get home.
I don't think anybody should be able to be around Israel when
I don't know what time. I think we left at what was it 12 or 12:30. I don't remember. I just remember someone saying it was around.
We left about 12:45. Okay. Yeah. When we finally got you guys out.
Okay. I don't think I got home until around 2.
Yeah, because Israel called me at like way 2 in the morning. And I was like, I was asleep. Like, I went home and passed out because I had been in class and doing cake all day. So it was just like, I woke up. I couldn't sleep at all. I woke up at like 3:30 and he had called me like twice at 2. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I guess he was calling because he couldn't find his sweater or something.
Yeah, he left his sweater in the back seat of my cousin's car. I have it now.
Well, I was gonna say
it, but it would have been so simple if he just would have gave me a window. I could have thrown up, could have went home, and that would have been home. That would have been it. But we were in a parking lot somewhere, and that's why his girlfriend, I guess, texted me this morning because she was worried about that. She said, "I don't understand why you guys were in a parking lot." And that worried me. Why were you guys in the parking lot? And so I had to kind of explain the situation to her.
Because you were riding with the drama queen?
Yeah, and I don't understand. Okay, even if there was a camera, what does the difference of me, you know, walking
you guys,
up, getting
he
out of the
said
car?
You guys were by the freaking Color Me Mine clay place. That's where Jesse's store is. There's, like, nothing over there.
I have no idea.
I know. That's what he said. He's like, "Oh, we pulled over by the clay place."
Where
and I was like,
"Tahoe Joe's."
Yeah, and I was like, "All right, if that's where Color Me Mine is," I was like, "That's
fucking
we
nothing."
Said there was a camera. All I remember is he said there was a camera.
He also said there was an electric fence.
Yeah, but I didn't understand.
He laid you in a puddle of mud.
What's the point of me getting out of the car and throwing up, and then getting in the car and leaving, and the camera seeing that, and the camera seeing me getting out of the car, walk over to a corner where the camera can't see me, hang out there for about an hour, and then walk back to the car? It's the same thing. The camera still sees me either way.
It's also more suspicious seeing you walk away and come back.
I don't know. And then I guess there was a cop parked somewhere. I couldn't see anything. I could only hear, and I kept remember saying, Israel, say, is the cop still there? All right, or go to here and get water, da-da-da-da. And then he left, and then
tried
it just...
to make it like an epic movie.
Yeah, like he was protecting you.
Yeah, and then it was like... just like me and Israel were there, and when did we pass out, and... He kept calling people. And
maybe he was just too drunk, and he just thought he saw stuff. You know?
I don't know.
Because I've been so smashed where I was like, oh, what's that? You know? The fuck is that? You know? Yeah. So you're getting ready
this
to
is
say
between,
something
this
nice.
This is between me and you, Dwight.
This is on...
Should I plug my eyes and cover my ears?
Israel, yeah, if you're listening, Israel, cover your ears. Now, Israel said that you were getting in between me and him. And he goes, what was up with Dwight? Why is he doing that? We can't be friends? Dwight trying to split us up? And he goes, what is he? Or is he trying to be a father? What is he trying to be our dad? And I was like, I like Dwight. You know, I liked Dwight. When he'd come over, he would talk to us and stuff. But I guess apparently he got upset. Well, he was drunk. He was drunk. But I guess he got upset
he does this when he's sober.
That you were...
you do one thing and he goes, I can't be a friend?
Yeah.
You know, what? I can't do that? Yeah. What? Like, no, don't overthink it. I'm doing this because you're smothering Robert now.
Like what I said earlier, or I don't know if you remember, but I said that Dwight was a really good, he watches over people really good. I mean, he's a good friend to have if you're all, you know.
When you're smashed.
He's like the voice of reason.
Begetta said that a few times.
I said, even though we burn him with our cigarettes and we pour hot wax onto him and hookah coals.
That is terrible. That hurt a lot. Just the coals. The cigarettes and stuff I can deal with. The fucking that coal burned a lot. I was getting between you guys a lot.
Which
is cool. I mean, that's...
But you were kind of having to. I mean, Israel was just...
Right, I mean, nobody else could really do anything.
I was just trying to get a... Because the way that the table was set up, I felt really bad for the other end of the table. Because almost like they weren't a part of it. So I like, because you could move over, so it was rotating people in. You know, Israel would get up, and then you would come over. Mark would come over. And I kind of felt bad because Terry was over there, and Pedro and all that. So I didn't mind it. But then when he made the comment earlier, I was like, I just didn't understand. I was like, whoa.
Next time, you should just sit in the middle.
That's what I was trying to
do.
The beginning
of the table.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. But when we got in there, it kind of worked out like they all pre-sat. So I had to rework the table 3 or 4 times, and Israel was giving me shit for that. And I was like, because we didn't have enough chairs. So I moved chairs, you know, situated chairs differently. And he'd always make a comment. He was like, oh, why is this chair over here by you? I thought I was going to sit by you. And, you know, it's like...
See, that's the thing. Like, I think he's so, like, self-conscious about, like, losing people as friends that, you know, he overthinks things and, like, works them over too many times in his head to where, like, it needs to work this way or it's never going to work. And if someone else just does something, you know, he goes, whoa, world falls apart, you know? But, it wasn't like an act of me trying to like talk to you and stuff like that. It was an act of like keeping him off of you so it stops smothering you.
I get it.
You know?
But all in all, I had a good night.
It was an interesting night. You guys are difficult as fuck at the end of the night, though. Cannot get you guys to get up and leave, man.
Sorry.
For the life of me.
I was gone.
This is mainly Israel's fault, though. Like, he kept saying, it was like, why do we gotta leave? You know, why, blah, blah. You know, one more drink.
Yeah, you get, let's go. One more drink. Israel, the bar is closed. One more drink. They're closed.
Yeah. So, like, and I was trying to keep you at, because I know I can see where people, I've seen plenty of drunk people in my life to figure out where people are on their level.
Yeah.
Right before that AMF, you should have stayed there.
I know.
That's where you should have been. That would be your prime spot.
I was listening to Israel, and I was getting frustrated that he was super drunk, and I had all these drinks, and it didn't hit me yet, because it was very faint. And if I would have just waited and let them settle, and then they all would have hit me.
They would all hit you.
But I got frustrated, so I was like, no, fuck it.
It hit him because he downed all of his stuff so quick. And that's where bad things lead to, you know? And then, that's what happens. It's like, that's why I like beer, because it's a gradual thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and when getting drunk off of beer is 1,000 times better than hard alcohol. Because It's a slow drunk, it's steady, and once you're there, you know where you're at, and you stay there, and you can ride it for a long time.
Hmm.
And fucking hard alcohol is just like fucking night and day. You're there.
Because
if when you drink it and you're like, fuck, nothing's hitting me, you're like, all right, I better take a few. And so you take a lot more, and then it all rushes in, and it gets worse, 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 worse. There's one good part, and that's where it all starts hitting you, and you're like, oh, this is great. And then you pass that hill, and you crash.
Well, now I can actually buy alcohol. I need to go on a beer adventure and slowly knock them down, see if I can find one that I can stand.
I would drink more beer, but it makes me really, really sleepy. Like, it makes me sleepy.
It depends
as hell.
On where you the situation, because I know beer makes me sleepy sometimes too, but I'm like, I've had this a billion times though already, and I don't get sleepy those times. Why now? You know, it's something that you don't just get to get. It's like you don't fucking mix drinks midday just to have a mixed drink, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be responsible about it, you know? I had one earlier today when I was just cleaning up shit around my room. I had a shock top, you know, just as a drink, you know, because it's a light beer, so why not, you know? And but I didn't drink multiple of them. I didn't do anything like that. It was just like, I have these in the fridge. Why not, you know, drink them, not let them sit there?
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen to my saffron acid ingredients.
No, no.
Well, that's can't not have that happen.
Yeah.
Can't have that.
Yeah. So, perhaps.
We need to have a podcast called Saffron Acid.
Yeah. Well, that was originally going to be today's, but.
Yeah.
Poor Robert.
I'm going to give you some time to really recuperate.
Well, no, I'm okay. And you kind of bailed me out. Because my dad wanted to take me to a bar tonight. Like, that was the original plan. It was, okay, you go out Thursday, then Friday I'm going to take you to a bar, and I'm going to have some drinks with you, and we'll play pool and everything. And I was like, okay. I was like, whatever. And he wanted to take me to, I forget what that one's called.
311?
Was it 311?
It's on Yosemite.
Yeah. Club, yeah, something like that. And he wanted to take me there. And I was like, that's fine. On Thursday day, that sounded terrific.
Of course.
And then...
If I was there, I would have been able to, like, Robert's dad, you're a great guy. You know,
Friday
maybe
morning.
Saturday night. Or...
Friday morning, I when I woke up, I was like, no, I'm not doing it. So he kept saying, oh, come on. And then my mom comes in the situation, and she's usually the one that tries to help. But she's like, you know, when you have a hangover, if you drink a beer, it'll reduce it.
Just about to tell you that.
And I was like... And so she kept trying to give me a beer, and then he's like, yeah, come on, I'll buy you. And it was like 5 o'clock.
Your parents sound awesome, dude.
I was like,
no. His parents are pretty interesting.
No. And so you said, if you remember the podcast, you texted me. I was like, okay.
I almost didn't because I figured it's like, dude, I've been there. I usually get wrecked all day.
So I thought, I was like, no, I got to do something with my friends later on. So no, but we'll do it another night. And then... Sunday, I actually have a family get together, so the weekend was planning out that Thursday is my birthday, then Friday I was going to get drunk, and then Saturday
was recoup day.
Yeah, I go to work, and then Sunday I drink again. So I kind of got
your liver's going to love you this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it is true. Hangovers, so if you drink again. It will smoothen it out. It'll, because if you get your body back to where, kind of like near the drunk level again, it smoothens it out, and then you can just, throughout the day, it'll go away.
Hmm.
It's much easier. But the best way to avoid a hangover, that way you never get one, is drink a ton of water before you go to bed.
Yeah, that's what you and Terry always
tell me. Until you can't hold anymore.
That's what I
told Terry that as well.
That's what I did. I threw it all up.
Yeah, well, see, what you do, you drink a bunch before you go to bed and make sure you have about one or two bottles or cups near you as well during the night, because when you wake up, drink as much as possible again, because being drunk dehydrates you. And that's why your brain hurts and your body hurts and you just feel terrible because it dehydrates you. So you keep water near you and you're good to go. Or eating bread as well absorbs a lot of the alcohol. That's really, that's all it is. You don't have to take aspirin, nothing, just water. You'll wake up the next morning and be like, I was stupid last night. You know? Always have water next to you, though. Always. Or Gatorade, I guess. Gatorade would work as well. Powerade, vitamin water. Well, did you have fun? The first half. First half was fun, I'm assuming.
First half was really fun, and I loved everyone that was there. It's my greatest group of friends. And the second half was cool. It really was. It was the end of the night. The very, very end of the night where Israel was trying to keep getting me to drink. And then I was already at that point, so I was like, sure, why not? And then, because I noticed there was a point where I kind of got upset.
Yeah, you were getting upset.
Hold on.
Oh, laying my down the God, lock. Now hold he's on. Getting upset. You
no,
laying
down the lock. Hold on. I'm just trying to say upset over something that I saw.
Oh, my God.
And
I'm interested. Keep talking.
No.
I went to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Now shut up, Vanessa.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom.
Plug your eyes.
And I was using the urinal. And it wouldn't work, so I kind of stood there and waited and waited and waited.
Sometimes you have to when you're drunk.
And then I noticed it didn't work, but as soon as I tilted my head in a certain direction, it worked. So I laid my head on the wall like that, and I went to the bathroom.
And I've had moments like that where you're just like...
Yep.
All right. Okay.
Then I wash my hands, and I come out, and my vacant chair is now occupied by Mark, and he's taken a bunch of pictures... And I don't know why I got upset, but I got upset because he was in my chair, or I got upset because he was all up on Vanessa, or I got upset because he was doing something that upsetted me a lot for no reason.
I remember.
And I stood there and I was looking at him hella crazy, and then I looked at Vanessa and I looked at my chair, and then he left my chair and I sat down and I was fine. So I don't know, but when I got to that point, inside my head was like, okay, you're done. Something's going on. You're not happy, Robert, no more. And then I was cool. The rest of the, I kind of leveled out. And then right after that, Israel took me to the bar, and that's when I got my AMF. When I got my ANF, there was these two chicks standing there, and one had dyed red hair. I mean, we're talking red hair, completely dyed. And I'm talking to Israel, and Israel's looking over at her, and then he stops me mid-conversation, and he looks at her, and he's like, this is what he was trying to do. He was trying to ask me, what do I think about her? Okay, normal person, because they're stools. So they're on these two stools, and then I'm on the stool right next to them, and then Israel's on the next stool. So we're in this distance away from each other.
You're the barrier between him and the other girls.
So instead of going, hey, what do you think about her? Really loud, extremely loud, he goes, man, I would love to fuck a chick with red hair. And I looked at him, and I'm drunk. I'm already kind of tipsy, and I look at him, and I go, what? And then he shakes his head up, and I look over, and I see her, and then he goes, what do you think about her? And he said, again, that's really loud. So then I look at him, and I'm just like, I shake my head like, yeah, she's hot. But at the same time, I was like, shh. And then she kind of glanced over and looked, and then she glanced at me, and she gave me just a regular look. And then she looked at Israel, and she gave him like a hella dirty look, and then glanced away. And I was like, okay, at that point, I got the AMF, and I should have just said, okay. I wanted to stop at that point, because that was a tipsy point. I knew that was going to get me drunk. I wanted to stop.
But that drink's is a fucking killer. Like, you can have that at the beginning of the night, and you'll be all right.
But I don't remember. Like, I don't remember. I remember you telling me, okay, obviously I had the double tequila shot. I remember that. But I don't remember how it got there. I don't remember. I don't remember it even being a choice of should I do it or not. I just remember that it just... So after that drink, I had two more drinks. No wonder I threw up. Because I threw up purple. I don't know where that...
How. It's from the cake, probably.
That's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw up purple chunks. And I was just like, this is amazing. I was so...
I'm a unicorn.
Yes,
you're throwing up your favorite color.
Yes. I was like, what? I don't know. It was an amazing night.
Yeah, no, the Mark incident, he wanted to take his too close to Zoe picture.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And I thought he did it like as soon as you left, but I guess he probably did wait a little bit before he realized, like, oh, Robert's gone, you know, I better go take a picture
real quick. I guess. I don't know why.
He wanted to chronicle his
me.
Night to show his wife that he was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Didn't by just hugging stay. Up on me.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know. Fuck that. Actually wanted to talk about Gamer.
Yeah,
I rented it finally. Through Netflix finally because I was just like, because Netflix is kind of slow for me right now because I I don't like X-Files. Just don't. And so there's nothing else really on for me to watch. So I just started throwing up a bunch of shit on my DVD thing that I haven't seen. I put Gamer up. I like Gerard Butler. I like that one romantic comedy he just did.
The Bounty Hunter?
No.
That's the only one. His latest one he did was Bounty Hunter.
No. It's the one where he has like a heart, the heart on the guy's. It's like it's two silhouettes and heart on the girl's face, and there's other guy's hearts on the on his dick.
Is it Ugly Truth? Is it not?
I think, yeah, the Ugly Truth, yeah. Where he's just like, he has this weird TV show where he's just yelling.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
I've about
seen it,
shit.
Yeah. And then, wasn't there something where the bad. Chick did something in there? Like, she had a vibrator on or something?
Yeah, she was in her purse.
And, yeah, and she started, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But wasn't that bad of a movie, you know? And so I was just like, all right, I'll just get another Gerard Butler movie, because I went through all the Jason Statham movies, so
amazing.
Might as well.
Hey, which ones did you see?
Jason Statham? Yeah. I've seen everyone. Ooh. Bank Job was really good. Smoking Barrel was good.
Really?
I liked Bank Job, dude. Bank Job was a good movie. One that didn't stick out. It wasn't fucking advertised everywhere. I liked Bank Job. I'm a heist movie guy. I loved Inside Man with Denzel Washington. Yeah,
that was alright.
Or anything Denzel.
I think maybe it was just because it was in London.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
Really good.
Denzel.
Huh?
Maybe it was just because it was in London. I couldn't get into it. I don't know.
Maybe. Have you seen Two Smoking Barrels? Or Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, something like that?
I haven't seen that one.
That's a really good movie, too. It took me for a surprise. Have you seen Rock and Rolla?
That's a good movie.
Fucking crazy,
that
right?
That is awesome.
Yeah, I think I may have a rip of it. Legally.
Yeah.
By the way, people. I don't know why I would have to say that, but anyways. No, I watched Gamer. And I expected more out of it. I really liked the first half of it because it was like about the game, like him being controlled by another person. I honestly thought they were going to delve more into that, you know, of like how that works and everything like that, like how the way Death Race is with Jason Statham. It's the same concept, basically the same movie, different aspect. You know, this one's with guns, the other one's with cars. And you start off at like game 27 out of 30 that he was on. You know, there was no build up to it. And it was basically all about him just getting back to his wife and getting the shit out of their brains.
Yeah.
You know? That was it. Yeah. I didn't think Ludacris was going to be in there either. Spoiler, by the way, by a movie that's been out forever. A lot of boobs in there, too. A lot of topless women. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, why so many? You know, I understand they're trying to, you know, perceive the openness of the internet for their society game or whatever.
Yeah, did you see his I forget what it's called, the alternate reality program he makes?
Mm-mm.
What is it called?
Are you talking about Society?
Yeah, that's called Society, right?
Yeah, did you black out?
I know, but my point being is, what did that remind you of?
Sims.
Okay.
PlayStation Everybody, Home.
Yes, right? Am I right? As soon as I seen that, I was like, this is PlayStation Home and Second Life put together.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
It's basically just Second Life.
Yeah.
It's basically just Second Life. I mean, there's just penises everywhere and boobs and shit and people raping other people.
So funny. Oh my god, I'm just cracking up.
Yeah.
What did you think of, I forget his name, but the guy that plays Dexter. What did you think about his role in that movie?
I think he did good. He was a little over the top for me.
Yeah.
And but again, there was no build up for anything. It's like you start off with the movie and they show you all the premise. That's where you stay at.
Yeah.
And then the movie's over and you're like, movie's over. That's it. You know, like there was like he was supposed to be this evil villain. You know, he's supposed to be this terrible person, worst person in the world. You know, and he plays the really cocky guy really well and everything like that. I didn't really like the sing and dance.
I didn't like the accent at all.
Yeah, and during the final fight lasts like 2 minutes, and it's in a basketball court.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
funny.
It's just like, I like the idea of how they went about doing it, you know, because I'm just going to spoil the whole movie for anybody. Like, you know, everybody else's brain has the nano things that are built to receive information, and he's the only one that has the shit built in to transmit it. So whatever he thinks he can make people do, I thought that was kind of cheesy, but whatever. He, Gerard Butler was like, why don't, or think about me stabbing you into the in the stomach with this knife or something like that, you know. You know, think about how, you know, whatever. And he kept putting all these ideas in his mind, which would make him think about it, which would make him do it, like that fact, but it just, execution was really bad.
Yeah.
There was no build-up to the final battle, you know? Like, there was no, like, oh, I almost killed him that time. Better go and, you know, run away. Oh, there he is again. Oh, shit, I fucked up. You know, it was one meeting, then they were gone, and then back, he dead.
He dead.
The only thing I think of when I hear Gerard Butler's name is Phantom of the Opera.
Not 300?
No.
Everyone thinks of 300.
I
never
amazing.
Seen it. My friends were obsessed it's with it, though, in high school.
Movie.
It's good. It's a good movie.
I love it.
I just don't like musicals.
Well, it's not...
I don't like musicals.
Okay.
Moulin Rouge was actually pretty good because of Obi-Wan.
I know, right? Unlike Israel, who says... whatever.
I forgot what his name is.
Ewan McGregor.
Great actor. Yes, loved him. Big Fish was wonderful. He's a great actor. Ex-girlfriend had a huge crush on him, and she would not shut up about him. So
he's not that cute.
He's not.
I like his accent, but I mean,
she was thespian. She was really big into acting and everything. So she liked his acting abilities and blah blah blah, whatever.
I liked him in the Angels and Demons, which I still haven't read the book. I read The Da Vinci Code, but I haven't read Angels and Demons.
I was so disappointed.
Dan Brown is a good writer.
He is. Well, of course you're going to be disappointed by the movie. It's a book.
Yeah, I was so disappointed in that movie.
That sentence just didn't make sense to my brain. Of course you're going to be disappointed in the movie. It's a book.
If it's a book, usually the movie book.
We've been over this. We have a whole podcast that's named after it.
Yes.
I know.
When are we going to do the podcast with the accents? We need to pump that out.
I forgot you were there for that, yeah.
I want to do the British accent.
One of my ideas was I want to do a whole podcast where we all adopted an accent, and I was going to do John Travolta, and he was going to do a British accent. And I got to find someone else that wants to do something. Can you do an accent? Not a Mexican one?
I don't know. That's pretty hard. Maybe.
It's not that hard.
Possibly.
You'd basically be embarrassing yourself for about an hour and a half.
No one sees your face, so that's all good.
Nope. They hear you and be like, wow, that girl's terrible. She must be fat.
300 pounds.
Oh, man.
I'm excited to hear your British accent, actually.
I'd probably try to talk like Australian.
I was going to say, Australian's probably the easier one to do.
Hell, for me, Australian is so hard to do.
Really?
Yeah.
I always, like, if I ever do British, I always end up going Australian at one point, like, just dip in there and, like, get back out, you know, like, I can never
I think everyone kind of does that, but it's so hard for me to get Australian down, and I just notice if I try, I just keep saying oi a lot for no reason. I'm not even talking anymore. When I just can't figure out something to say, I just go, oi.
Yeah. So do you do a lot of that type of stuff in your class?
I do.
Like, we haven't really talked about it. I'm actually a little curious about how those classes work.
Okay. Well, there could be a whole podcast about this, but just a rough version of it.
Rough butt it. I'm trying to bring rough
For
butt into the...
My rough butt version right. of this, of Got the it. Certificate that I'm getting, it's very similar to any other... degree that you're going for. There's different levels of it, so as you're doing it longer, it gets progressively harder.
Obviously, yeah.
And that's why we talked about musicals. I don't like them, but now I have to get into them, and I have to like them, because to get the certificate,
watching Glee.
I have to be in a musical.
That hurt me.
So I have to watch these musicals now and study them and learn them, because I have pretty much a year to be in a musical. I have to get one. So I actually auditioned for one. I have another audition on next Friday to do a Christmas musical. I can't sing. I really can't sing. So like I was telling them, I found that Nirvana doesn't really monotone. I mean, they're not monotone, but they don't harmonize. So it's really simple to kind of sing that and say, oh, he's not that bad. But if you tell me to sing anything else, I'd be like, what the fuck? So I'm working on that. But that's the more progressively, it's getting hard. But the classes themselves... It started with the class called Principles of Acting, and it's just character development, and they just had a minor script readings. They had, like, they didn't even do a whole play, nothing like that. They just did a play called The Crucible, and we did scenes from that, and we had to do Crucible. So many scenes. And then the part was you had to develop your own character, so I made a superhero called White Chocolate, and I designed my outfit, and you had to perform as that character. That was the first class, and then it went to improv.
But before we go further than this, I just want to bring this up on the Crucible topic. When I was 12, have you guys ever been to Columbia?
I love old school Columbia.
I love that place. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like old school, right?
Awesome.
Yep.
They have an old like a courtroom in there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 12, I acted out a scene from The Crucible in there,
really?
But by myself.
Really?
I just fucking I was wandering. My parents were doing. I think they were at the candy thing, watching the candy cane thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just in there, super old time thing. Just first thing popped in my mind, Crucible. And I just, like, went behind, like, the thing, and I was just like, you know, she's a witch!
Yeah.
And, like, I was just, like, went back down on the thing. I was like, I'm not a witch! Little 12-year-old me, just fucking around by myself. Awesome. Anyways, continue.
It's just different stages of it, and the first is, it was just very minor. And it's just learning about character development and learning how to read a script. Then it went into improv.
Reading is tough.
Yeah. Then it went into improv, which is... It's easier for some people. Like, for you, Dwight, I think you would be really good at it. It's very simple. Because all you gotta do is be yourself, be quick-witted, and just whatever they give you, just give back.
Yeah, the way back when, actually the first day that we met Anthony, Israel threw out, like, a Craigslist ad, you know, looking for improv people for a short movie or something that he was making at the time. I don't know. But he brought me along because he's a wuss and he didn't want to meet people by himself.
Yeah.
And he threw me into one of the scenes, so I just ended up staying in through them all, and it was fun. It was weird doing it with random people, but it was fun. Apparently I did pretty well at it.
But,
So, yeah, it was just improv.
Improv, and then there was acting for the camera, which is, it's a totally different world, because then now everything was, they teach you stage, so everything is loud and over the top. And then camera world was, it's close, and it's very, you talk very subtle, very quiet. And there's just, you just did a bunch of scenes there, and we had a final, we had to do a scene, do a bunch of monologues. So I did, like, boiler room monologue and all kinds of stuff.
Interesting choice.
Well, because it was right up my alley. I could pull it off. I wore the suit and everything. And I just did the opening monologue when he's riding the bus, and he's talking about Microsoft.
Right.
And all that. So I did that. And
anybody do Fight Club?
Someone did do Fight Club.
Did they pull it off?
No, they did it very bad because they couldn't memorize. But, yeah. And then it's
maybe
just...
someone would do it.
Now it's to the point where it's about how to audition correctly, how to read correctly, how to be yourself.
So you've brought that up twice now about how to read correctly. What's the correct way to read a screenplay?
What people do is they read it. And they either two people. They either read it and just read it. All they're doing is reading, and it's not it's not to say, hey, we want to audition you to see if you can read. That's not what it is. Or people read it and they plan out in their head, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, he says this, so I'm going to do that. And they pre-plan everything in their head. That's either going to cause you to mess up, or it's just going to look, you know, very fake. And what you're trying to teach us now is to read. All acting is being yourself. All you're trying to do is bring emotion to the words.
So as you read it, you kind of develop what your kind of character is doing. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
don't pre-plan it, but as you read it,
as
kind
you read
of progress.
It, do yeah, and learn to just say, okay, if this was to happen to you, if your wife was just to die, how would you take that? And just be yourself. So it's kind of that's what we're learning right now. And he's doing a bunch of exercises where he just sets up a room and takes, like, three people. And maybe one person he'll take out and tell them something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll take the other two people out and tell them something different. And a scene's going on, and their goal is just to play what they know. So, like, one of the scenes, one guy was laying on the couch, and he was super depressed. And the other people didn't know what, you know, why they were depressed. But come to find out, it was his birthday, and no one remembered. It was his birthday. That's why he was depressed. But the other people didn't know. And the other people were trying to get him to go out. And he didn't know that they were trying to get him to go out to bring him to his birthday party.
Okay, so he would have told that depressed guy, like, you're depressed because
no one remembered
your birthday and everything
like that. And that's pretty much
it. He would tell the other people, like, hey, you know, your job is to go and get your friend and take him to a surprise birthday party, but you can't let him know.
So the there's no right or wrong way to play the scene. I like that. But the scene can go either two ways. It can go either he goes, all right, fine, or he goes, no. Well, the kid that was doing it was really depressed, and he was really playing it well, so he's like, no, I don't want to go. And he was getting hella pissed off at the people. And then at the end of the scene, he finally told him, he's like, yeah, they were trying to get you to go to their birthday party. And he goes, God damn it. But it's just, it's getting progressively harder, and now we're doing Shakespearean stuff, and it's like...
That's probably going to be a bitch.
I already had to do the audition, and I surprised myself of how well I did, because from where I came, but I was reading it, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so... The text is so bad, and I was like, because
bad isn't hard to read.
Yes,
it's writing.
No, it's hard.
That's not what Robert is saying.
No, it is hard to read. It is for someone who hasn't done it before. If you're new to it, when you get up there, it is so hard to read in a normal talking manner like this, because you have to. You'll stop yourself, or you'll say the wrong word, you'll pronounce it wrong, and your natural self itself is one to go back and correct it. So you're going to spend too much time on that one part. And it's just like you... And when you mess up on stage, you don't want to draw attention to it. That's the worst thing to do. So it's like... It's a hard hump to get over.
Yeah. To fix that part in your brain.
Yeah.
Let it go. Keep going.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting hit up to be mentioned on your cast here.
Why are you texting?
Yeah. I want Facebooking. No. Now Andrew wants to be mentioned on the cast. Well,
people got mentioned.
Yeah, we talked about the whole party. Everybody was there.
Yeah, we did.
Mark, you were in a shit ton of pictures, and Andrew, you took those pictures. Stop asking now. Yay, we were all mentioned. If we had those pictures up, we could. Yeah. I'd put them in the link bucket.
We're not going to get them until...
Well, what was
Are you
going to
put my
300-pound
picture on there?
We're not going to get them...
I'm going to Photoshop you.
No, don't Photoshop
She's
me.
She's going to look so pretty.
Oh, my God.
But, yep, I'm looking forward to actually those pictures.
I am, too. I hope we get them tomorrow.
Probably yeah?
Not. I hope, but because he said when he gets back, so he's getting back tomorrow.
I was hoping that we were going to get Sierra's pictures.
I thought he was coming back on Sunday.
Which we might not even get. Israel already has him. Israel has had him.
I thought he was coming back on Sunday. No. He took Sunday off.
He must have just won the weekend. He's coming back tomorrow.
Maybe he's going to watch...
he's coming back, I think, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he's staying up there for the week, huh? Weekend?
Yeah. But,
Must be a horrible breakup.
I don't know if, like... I've had relationships where they move quick, but... They've only been dating for a little bit, and he's already kind of, like, staying there, and, like...
He doesn't... Sex.
I don't know.
He never used to be that way, you know?
Not necessarily.
Yes.
Not necessarily. I'm not trying to put everyone's business out there, so okay. I'm not going to say...
After he told me what he told me, that's all.
Yes, he wants to... Yes, okay, we get that. But with her, he doesn't.
Okay, after he basically told me there's no point in a relationship unless you're having sex every day.
I mean, I don't know. I agree with that, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I honestly think that
it's not because I'm a guy. It's just because I'm in a relationship right now where I never have it. And I'm not saying that I need it. You don't need a relationship. You don't need sex to have a relationship. You don't.
Nope.
But you don't. Sex without, I mean, a relationship without sex is awesome.
Sex without a relationship.
Hold on.
But you don't need obsessively, like Israel makes it out to be.
I'm not saying obsessively, but you have to have a nice balance of...
Yeah,
if you can be with the person and you can have a good time and totally enjoy the person's company,
then that's fine.
You have a good relationship then.
But just because you have that doesn't mean, hey, I enjoy your company and I have a great day every day with you, so I'm not ever going to need to have sex with you.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, you need to have a nice balance.
She's implying it very loudly, though.
3 or 4 days a week is not bad. Okay, 3 days a week.
No, that's a little too less.
Okay, 4 days a week.
4 days is too much, buddy. 3 days is not enough.
Three and a half?
So 3.5.
We'll go 4 days with me on the top.
There you go. That's a direction I didn't think the podcast was ever going to go.
I had to throw it out there.
Okay, let's just understand. Okay, this is for any of the other skinny guys out there. This is a 300-pound woman that wants to be on top of you.
Never gonna get old. Never gonna get old. The joke is gonna last forever. Every time it's gonna be funny. I agree. Israel talks about it too much.
Yeah.
I can't say I enjoy conversations where he brings it up about things, like when he was with Amy.
Can we not even talk about that? Please.
No, I want to talk about it just to get it out of the way.
I hate that bitch.
And it's not even going to be, like, a whole lot. I'm just saying, you know. I was with him when he, like, reunited with her at Bass Pro. She was, like, working there or something. Anyways, it was weird. Didn't like hearing about him telling me. I was like, last night, Amy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, good for you. I've never been the type of person that goes all around and just kind of talks about that. Yeah. I've never been the stereotypical guy that just, like, brags about shit. I just don't see the point. I don't see, like, if I'm not having, you know, fun hearing from it, you know, like, what happened last night, you know? And so, like, that, you know, tell me everything, you know?
What?
And I don't enjoy it, so I don't talk about it, you know?
But that's, okay. This is Israel Bash podcast, apparently. But
I don't want it to be.
We can edit this all out, but that is Israel. Like, to the T, he loves drama. Not so much drama, but he loves gossip. So, if...
We should subscribe him to gossip.
If you can just...
Happy birthday!
Guarantee, if you got a girlfriend, every day he would probably ask you if you did it.
And
because
he
asked me that every day I work with him. Every day I work with him, he asked me all kinds of sexual stuff. Just
he's obsessed with Robert's penis.
He is.
Literally.
No, seriously?
Literally, no joke.
No. Let's
you're both saying literally and you're acting like I don't believe
you.
No,
because you could
have to say it and I would have believed it.
You put this in detail. I can understand if I'm there. I understand if I'm there and he's joking about it, I'm there, haha, it's funny. I was hanging out with her, just me and her were hanging out, and she didn't know that I was hanging out. And he called her about Pedro's cake, and it was going to be a penis cake. Somehow he brought up my penis in the conversation about making...
I would have loved to hear that segue.
About making a mold of my penis. And then he called her back. And brought it up yet again, a second time. So in a span of 30 minutes...
So how's Robert's penis cake going?
Pretty much. And then on my birthday party last night, I'm in the corner. And it was me, my cousin, Israel, and Andrew. And we're sitting on the little corner benches because they have a stupid rule that unless half your party's there, they can't give you the table.
Right, right.
So we're sitting there waiting for one more person. And I was talking to my cousin, and Andrew... And Israel were having a conversation, and all of a sudden he goes, did you just hear what he said? And I go, what? And he goes, did you not just hear what Andrew said? And I was like, no. And he goes, Andrew just said you had a big penis. And I was like, wait, why are you guys talking about my penis? And I guess Israel brought up something about my penis, and then Andrew said, well, he is Italian. That's how they got Italian sausage, or something like that. And it's just like, yet again, he brought it up again. So he has an obsession with my penis. And the first day I met him, no, not the first day, but the first day we actually hung out outside of work, he said, there's going to be one day, and he'll never admit this, but this happened. He never admits it. He was driving. He was not drunk. He said, but there's going to be one day that when I get drunk, I'm going to be like, Robert, show me your penis. And I'm going to be drunk. It was the first thing he ever told me. And I was like, okay, dude, that's weird. You're that kind of drunk guy? Because I didn't see him drunk at that time. So I was like, okay, now I know. But every time I say you said that, he goes, No, I didn't. You wanted to see my penis. No, dude.
It's weird how he turns stuff around sometimes.
I don't know.
That's just weird.
It's just weird, but whatever, I guess.
Well, if it makes you feel better, he hasn't had that conversation with me.
He has it with me every time I see him.
He wants to see your penis?
No, Robert's.
You talk about how big your penis is. You know, not how when
does it, does it match the size of your body?
Whip it out, Vanessa.
Yeah. My 500-pound...
It's $500.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. That's what I'm saying. Does it match?
Like,
does
that's
the
like
penis?
Double doorway.
Does the penis?
£500 now.
Does the penis match the size of the body?
I gained 200 pounds by just sitting here drinking my green tea.
Delicious green
You know
tea.
What's funny? You know what's so funny? I can see you do that. Like, I could see you playing Borderlands, just stuffing chips down your mouth and playing. Yeah, that's right, bitch! Phase walk!
You heard me. If anybody's ever heard me play a video game, it's so funny. I told Robert. I was like, Robert, I was like, I swear a lot when I play games, especially when I get mad. And so I'm sitting there playing Borderlands, and I'm like, I'll be there. And I'm like, God damn it, motherfucker! Bitch, reload your gun faster, god damn it! And I'm like talking to my character as if she would go faster. It's so funny.
That's exactly how you play video games. Welcome to manhood. Enjoy that penis. It's wonderful and convenient all at the same time.
No, you know what? Matter of fact, me and Israel did talk about your penis one time. One time when I very first met Vanessa, and she was a gamer and all this, and she was one of the guys.
Oh my
we
god!
Kinda, we, I
like
thought,
how all that was past tense.
Well, this
I'm
is
not,
when she
I'm
was
a
gamer.
A
she
no,
was part of
no,
the guys.
No, because this is before I knew her. Now I know her, and so it's like I don't see how Israel sees her, but.
I want to see how Israel sees the world. Do you guys watch 30 Rock at all?
No, but we're trying to convince Israel that his life is like the Truman Show.
We could do it.
Yeah, we could.
We gotta build up his fear of water. Replace your fear of water with him.
I do hate the water.
Maybe your life is like the Truman Show.
No, it's not.
Cross that bridge then.
I will. I'll cry.
I'll get around
I'll
to
do it.
It. Anyways, you were saying
my
something
life
about
just would be the short version of the story was we were talking about it, and I was like, man, that's so crazy. She plays games and everything. And I don't know why. I was just talking to him about it, and then he goes, I said something, and I go, yeah, when I first heard about her, and before I worked here, when I first seen her, I was like, I was pretty sure that that was a guy. And he goes, I thought the same thing. Do you think she has a penis? And then I said, I don't know. And he goes, well, if you ever find out,
when I
goes,
started working
if you ever find out, you better take a picture and show me. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know how I'm going to do that one, but all right.
Wait.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Penis.
Hold on 2 seconds. I do not have a penis.
Okay.
I'll believe you.
I believe you too. That doesn't need... much convincing. I'm pretty sure
she's
we
like,
know.
Okay.
Can't even get around to saying what you're trying to say. Robert's
just gonna leave that one alone.
Alright. Well, that is a interesting hobby that Israel has.
Penises.
Yeah.
Now you know.
So he's the little he's the kid
now,
from Superbad.
Now you know
that just draws dicks
see,
all day.
My theme
song. I knew that joke was coming.
For Israel, when he used to call me on my phone, my ringtone for him was "You're So Gay" by Katy Perry.
Oh.
If
I remember
you
that.
To it,
I remember that.
You'll
yeah.
understand. Listen to "You're So Gay" by Katy Perry, and
oh,
you will
man.
Get
what
Israel.
Was the, what was the song that I changed mine to on Sam's phone?
Please.
This
oh,
is a song.
I love this song.
This is from Sixpence,
yeah,
Mama Richard,
Sixpence,
Kiss
Mama
Me.
Richard.
This was the song that I had as my ringtone. From on Sam's phone, and it was the chorus, and
kiss me.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I'll edit a little bit. But yeah, this was the song, and I always laughed, and I always like I called him a bunch of times when I knew he was around people.
You wear those shoes and don't wear that dress.
Oh,
kiss me.
That's the gay part of the podcast. Anyways, back to Borderlands. Something.
Yeah, so, short story of Borderlands. I got it. I paid full price for it, and I hated it. I played my Hunter, my Mordecai.
You played it alone, though, didn't you?
I played it alone for a while.
Yeah.
Hold on. And then
Dwight's like, that's where
I joined Pugs, which were going random people play. And like I said, got powered through a lot. And then I got stuck at the end of the game, and I had Josh and Cameron and you power level me through that. And still, I was playing, I just didn't have that fun. I was like, okay, I got a sniper. I snipe people, and then I send a bird. My bird rapes everything. It just, the game wasn't that fun. And I played a Siren before that, and they were okay.
Terry plays Mordecai very well, by the way.
So the only thing I didn't ever played was Brick or Soldier. And I said,
screw Brick it. Would be the obvious choice.
I created Brick.
Soldier was cool. I liked the turret because it gives you ammo and health.
Yeah.
And
it's a distraction.
I am in love with Borderlands right now. I love
it's because you're playing with good people.
It's just
right now only Vanessa.
I'm a good people.
One of you has to text me. Just let me know.
I just have a fear. I have a really bad fear that you're going to join the game.
I won't bring hack shit.
And this is like, we're not playing anymore. We're just powerless. You're just going to walk through.
I'm
and
a
go,
little
get
offended.
Fucked.
That's definitely something I would do. I would yell, get fucked, you know, get fucking owned. Blow up, bitch. Yeah, hit
dies.
Me. You can't do shit. Yeah, see, that's my attitude, but I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I'm offended that you think I would do that. Because I had a shit ton of fun playing that game, legitly. I've done it multiple times. It was just this last time where I was just like, I want to see this aspect of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, where I could just blow through shit for the hell of it, you know? And honestly, I don't know how well you guys play the game. Like, I know you play a lot, Vanessa. But I don't know how well you are fighting Cromerax.
I haven't fought him, so...
You do not know this fight. This fight is the worst thing in your entire life. Because I know by that time, you guys are going to want my help. Big time. Like, not just as a, you know... someone else to play with as an extra hand. And because I've soloed him, and it is not pretty. It's a lot easier with the Siren, because you can hide between rocks and stuff like that. And there's actually a glitch on the map where you can like hide out in the corner, and you're invisible to the AI, but you can still shoot him. It's weird. I mean, there's tons of videos on it. I haven't tried it myself. But apparently you can just... It still hasn't been fixed. You just, like, run over into the corner and just plop down.
They didn't fix that, but they fixed the stupid Nox Armory timer.
Yeah.
Bastards. I got to take
this. I know a way around that, too.
I got to do it twice, and that was it.
Well, see, you have to do it with multiple people to do it the right way. The way I'm thinking of. But, I'll show you guys. But no, seriously, just like let me know the next time you guys play, and then I'll hop on with you.
I would say tonight, but it's already late, so tomorrow night.
Yeah,
that works.
It's really that late.
Well, if I go right now, I know I'm gonna want to play it, but
we could knock out another 20 rounds.
How about we never? I will never do that. If it's not 8 o'clock, I'm not doing it. Because any later than 8 o'clock,
it's gonna last forever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not knock it out. It's me sitting in the corner, and I'm just like sitting on my computer masturbating while you kill shit.
Thanks.
It's like
I've seen him.
That's
what he's
I'm
doing.
Sorry.
FaceTime.
That's why when I do it, I have the wireless mic.
Love it, dude.
I'm used to that, and I know what I need to do with it. But when it dies on me, I have to use the old mic, so I don't know how well it picks up. So I don't want her to like hear heavy breathing. So I flip it all the way up here, and then when I talk, she can't hear me. I got to remember I got to flip it down here. But yeah, I have to do tricky stuff when I'm doing that. Tricky stuff.
No, I love the wireless now that I have it, dude.
It's awesome.
The only thing that I realize is that if it's dying while you're talking to people and you turn it back on, a crazy buzz goes through the other people's ears. Like an insanely loud one. And I've been on the other end of it when my buddy owned this one. When it dies and you got to turn it back on, everybody else gets a like.
Oh, when it dies.
Right? When it dies, when you're still wearing it and you turn it back on to talk to your friends, it lets off this like ear piercing screech, like buzz type deal, and it's something that you just it's way way louder than anything you've ever heard through your headset before. And then Terry was complaining about it one day, and I was like, oh, that's what happens. That's what he was doing.
Like I said, I've only had a sinking problem with it, and it's like once every couple of months.
Mine works all the way out into the garage, dude.
Well, yeah, it goes far, but for some reason, it. I'll just get days where it will not sync with my Xbox. It will just not sync. And it'll sync with the controller 2, won't sync with controller 1, I have a problem. I try syncing it with my multiple Xboxes, it just will not work.
You have multiple?
I have 3, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are they yours?
Yeah. I have one legit Xbox that I play online, and it's a real Xbox. Then I have
you have a modded one, huh?
Modded one that I don't play online at all.
Obviously.
And that's how I do that. And then I have a modded that I do take online, but I'll only play that for a game that I really, really want to play online. So, like, I don't know, Split Second.
Why would you take a modded one?
I play it on... Well, if I was going to play online with her, I was going to... Oh. But I just played it offline. She ended up getting rid of her, well, taking hers back, so I just play that. That's how I rack up score.
I need to see your fucking room, dude.
You
it's
do.
Like half of your room.
It is. Yeah, but I have two Xboxes. I have two
Xboxes.
And then
he's got this giant-ass TV on his wall. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I used to have a 52-inch in my room.
Yeah, 42.
I understand your pain, because sometimes it can be in the way.
Yeah, and I have to freaking... I have a futon. So I have to put it... the point of the futon was to put it into a couch to play. But I have a weird thing where...
If
I'm playing... If I'm playing like a game like Borderlands, I can do that fine. But if I'm playing like Call of Duty or something like that, I have to be up close.
Oh, fuck so yeah, dude. I'm on weird... edge of the seat right in the fucking TV.
It's like... So I never even use my futon as a couch anymore. It's always just a bed. I don't know. Need to get a new bed.
I was thinking about getting rid of my bed and getting getting a futon.
Yeah.
So I'd have two couches in here. That way, when I have people over, it's not a bedroom. It's more just like a lounge, you know? Yeah. I hate futon mattresses, and my bed's super comfy.
Well, that's... I went and I actually got... Because my futon cost $800, but the frame itself was like $100. I got a really good mattress, and it's amazing. It's fine. I mean, it's not the best bed, but it's way better than any other futon. And I've had it for like 4 or 5 years now. The mattress isn't no problems. The only problem is when you try to put it into a couch, that since it's so thick, trying to bend that thing by yourself is like a task. It is a job. And half the times, like when I'm gonna play Just Dance. I'll wrestle with it, and then I'll just say, you know what, I don't want to dance that bad.
Because you tie yourself out? Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Peggle.
Yeah.
So, it was a long cast.
Yeah, it was.
A lot of editing.
It's going to be interesting to see how the final verdict is going to come out. Because most of the time, I only got to cut out about 15 minutes. This one, I got to cut out like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So...
It's not going to be the podcast anymore. It's just going to be you invite us over and we just start recording. We record the whole duration of we're here.
I should. I'll just line my walls with mics. That way no one has to even hold a microphone anymore. We'll call it Hangout.
Yeah.
Don't have friends? Listen to this.
You're going to get like some crazy stalker. I know these people.
These are my friends.
These people are real to me.
Oh, if you want to be our friends, we do have a fan page on Facebook, so go ahead and look that up.
I'm not even a friend with that.
I need to become a friend with that.
Yeah, wow, look at you.
Am I a friend of that?
I don't know, probably.
Did you make it a long time ago?
Yeah. I made it episode 2.
Yeah. I think you invited me. I hope you invited me.
I invited a lot of people.
You could just look it up in the search.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll do that some of the time.
Anyways, any questions, comments, love notes to send to
Vanessa's double chin.
Jack and Sledge.
Yeah, okay.
Double chin. 800 pounds. That's like a septuple chin. You can email me at lolthecast@gmail.com or visit our shitty webpage at thebestpodcast.podbean.com. Not going to really need to put in any links there. You guys know where Borderlands is and shit like that and where to look for Reach. So, about it. I'll try to work on an intro next time so I seem more professional.
Nice.
Possibly an outro because this is just
games,
bombing.
Movies, and cowboys.
There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you, hopefully, next week.
Bye.
Hopefully I'll see you again next time.